Welcome to Chapter 1, where we're going to explore the fascinating world of cells, the basic units of life. In this chapter, we will cover the introduction to cell theory, which is a fundamental concept in biology. So, let's dive right in and see why this topic is so important. You know, every living creature, from the tiniest microbe to the largest mammal, is made up of tiny compartments called cells. And each cell is like a tiny factory, capable of carrying out all the functions necessary for life, like feeding, respiring, excreting, moving, growing, and reproducing. It's amazing to think that these tiny cells are the building blocks of life, and without them, we wouldn't exist. Now, let's take a step back in time and see how our understanding of cells evolved. It all started with Robert Hooke, who coined the term cell back in 1665, after observing cork cells under a microscope. And then, Anton van Leeuwenhoek discovered living cells, like bacteria and protozoa, in 1674. These early observations laid the foundation for the cell theory, which was later developed by Matthias Schleiden and Theodor Schwann in 1839. So, what exactly is the cell theory? Well, it's based on three main principles. First, all living organisms are composed of one or more cells. Second, the cell is the basic unit of structure and function in living organisms. And third, cells can only arise from pre-existing cells. This theory has been widely accepted and is still the foundation of modern biology today. Let's take a moment to think about this. If all living organisms are made up of cells, and cells are the basic units of life, then it's clear that understanding cells is crucial to understanding life itself. And that's exactly what we'll be exploring in this chapter. Now, I'd like to ask you a question. Can you think of any living thing that doesn't consist of cells? Take a moment to think about it, and you'll realize that everything from plants to animals to humans is made up of cells. It's a pretty mind-blowing concept, isn't it? As we move forward in this chapter, we'll be delving deeper into the world of cells, exploring their structure, function, and importance in living organisms. And by the end of it, you'll have a solid understanding of the cell theory and its significance in biology. So, let's keep going and see where this fascinating journey takes us. To summarize, in this chapter, we've introduced the concept of cells as the basic units of life and explored the cell theory, which states that all living organisms are composed of one or more cells. We've also seen how our understanding of cells has evolved over time, from the early observations of Hooke and Leeuwenhoek to the development of the cell theory by Schleiden and Schwann. And finally, we've touched on the importance of understanding cells in order to understand life itself. In the next chapter, we'll be exploring the structure of cells in more detail, so stay tuned.